federal government getting involved. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Justice Department and the SEC looking into possible wrongdoing in the months leading up to the failure of Silicon Valley Bank, even as the government hopes someone will buy the bank.
The FDIC is seeking to hold another auction to sell SVB after attempts, of course, failed this weekend. My sources tell me a number of private equity firms are considering the acquisition, but they're just not sold on buying the bank in its entirety yet. Fox News confirming the DOJ is investigating the collapse, though I will note this is routine in a situation like this. But as the Fed reviews SVB's management and risk profile as well, Senator Warren getting in on the action, urging Chairman Powell to recuse himself, alleging his policies allowed these banks to boost profits by loading up on risk.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. In a class action lawsuit being filed against the parent company of Silicon Valley Bank, its CEO and its chief financial officer, saying the company didn't disclose risks that future interest rate increases would have on its business. The latest inflation reading shows some improvement as the Federal Reserve weighs what to do about interest rates.
Inflation is easing, but it's still running extremely hot. So that puts the Fed in a tough spot here. Do they stay the course and keep raising interest rates, or do they pump the brakes because of this banking scare? That is the big question. We'll have to wait for an answer until next week. The Fed has really been trying to tackle the services sector, which has gotten a lot more expensive as worker pay has gone up. So unfortunately, if you're planning spring or summer vacations, airfare and hotels way pricier than they were a year ago.
Grady Trimble with Fox Business. The Pentagon says a Russian fighter jet hit a U.S. drone over the Black Sea near Ukraine. The drone got caught in the jet's propeller, forcing the military to ditch the craft into the water. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Southern California residential care home company and three of its managers have been charged in connection with 14 COVID-related deaths at one of its facilities. Prosecutors say Silverado Senior Living Management failed to follow appropriate safety procedures when admitting a new resident to its Beverly Place facility in Los Angeles in March 2020. That person was sick with COVID and caused an outbreak, resulting in the deaths. The court case over a key abortion drug has been set for Wednesday in Texas.
U.S. District Court Judge Matthew Kaczmarek has scheduled the first hearing for the lawsuit seeking to revoke FDA approval of one of two drugs used in a medication abortion. He also took the unusual step of keeping it quiet. The Washington Post reports that he delayed putting it on the docket and asked lawyers not to share the information to try and minimize protests. The outcome of the case could, at least for the time being, stop many legal abortions in the U.S., even in states led by Democrats where abortion rights are protected. Organizers of the Women's March are putting together last-minute demonstrations tomorrow outside the courthouse in Amarillo, Texas, where the case is being heard. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Los Angeles prosecutors say they will not retry Harvey Weinstein on rape and sexual assault charges involving two women. Weinstein will be returned to New York, where he was convicted on similar charges. Big wins for Uber and Lyft in California.
A California court rules ride-sharing companies are allowed to treat drivers as independent contractors. The ruling means Uber and Lyft can bypass state laws requiring worker benefits and protections. The appeals court ruling strikes down a lower court ruling that the state law, Prop 22, was illegal because it violated the Constitution. Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher, the leader of the California Labor Federation, said the appeals court is choosing to stand with powerful corporations over working people. The Service Employees Union is expected to appeal the latest ruling.
Fox's CJ Papa, I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.